Hey everybody, I'm Doug McLeod, and I want to invite you to join me on The Raven and the Blues.
Fabulous way to start a special show this week, which wasn't going to be a special show, but it sort of came into one. Opening up the program there with James Cotton together with Joe Bonamassa on vocals and guitar, and a track taken from an album which came out, I guess, about 4 or 5 years ago now, and Cotton Mouth Man. But I'm playing it from a brand new CD, so new it's not even on the CD database, so when you put it into your computer it just goes, pardon? Track one. It's coming out very soon. It's Alligator Records compilation of their 45th anniversary. And, well, we'll talk about it as the programme goes on, but going back in my earlier days of radio, 1972 it would be, I guess, working for the BBC up in the North East, doing a blues and soul show, of course, as well as an ordinary show, but doing a blues and soul show, and I forget who it was, but I think it must have been the librarian, said, this has just come through, it's a new record label to me, it's out of America, it's called Alligator Records, and there's this guy called Hound Dog Taylor, I think you'll like it. understatement. That was 45 years ago it came out, and I've been with Alligator Records ever since. I've never met Bruce Iglauer, the boss of Alligator, but I feel as if I know him, because I know his music so well. And so I've thrown away all the plans I made for the programme, bar one. I'm going to finish with something which I'd already planned, but the whole of the show otherwise comes from Alligator Records and their 45th anniversary CD collection.
To blossom, the big bee make the honey. I do all the hard work, but my boss, he takes all the money. That's why I've got to leave this country, boy. Lord, and go to some big town. You know I've got to leave this country, boy. Lord knows that I've got to put it down. I chop cotton all the summer and pick cotton all the fall. Then I jump up on an old tractor and cut stuff just like a doll. Why I got to leave this country, boy? Lord, and go to some big town. You know I've got to leave this country, boy. Lord knows I've got to put it down. My boss man and ask him for my pay. Say, you ain't got nothing coming, son. And then he run for me away. That's why I've got to leave this country, boy. Lord, and go to some big town. You know, I've got to leave this country, boy. Lord knows that I've got to put it down.
How lovely is that? I'd forgotten it altogether. Going back to 1973, the Sun Seals Band, and that's a track from their album which they took out that year. It's hard to imagine now with Alligator Records being the huge company that it is, but back in those days, after signing Hound Dog Taylor, literally every record he made was made on the strength of each record selling. So if he didn't sell records, he couldn't make new ones. And in those days, it was like one record a year, basically. And that was the third signing. So about the third or fourth record that Alligator brought out, Sun Seals and Cotton Picking Blues. Okay, let's bring right up to date now, and here's an album which came out relatively recently. Fabulous album with Johnny Johnson, the Kentucky Headhunters, and here they are with Stumbling.
Let's go stumbling, 'cause you know we can't dance. Let's go stumbling, I give you half a chance. I can be your lover boy, you can be my baby toy. So stop your mumbling, no time for rumbling. Let's go stumbling. Let's go stumbling, 'cause you know we can't dance. Let's go stumbling, I give you half a chance. I can be your lover boy, you can be my baby toy. So stop your mumbling, no time for rumbling.
It's a band who met Johnny Johnson way back in the early 90s, and they had their first and their first album with him. That's the Kentucky Headhunters. They recorded a few times over the years. Johnny Johnson, the keyboard player with Chuck Berry, also said that he actually wrote many of Chuck Berry's hits but were stolen from him by Chuck. They actually worked together for the last time back some 10 years ago, and they didn't mix release the tapes. Johnny Johnson died shortly afterwards, and they only released the tapes about a year or so ago, and it's one of my favourite albums from that time, Meet Me in Bluesland, and that's called Stumbling. Okay. The mix on this compilation is just so good. Two CDs, 37 tracks altogether, featuring, obviously, therefore, not one from every year and not every artist they've signed, but featuring the wide gamut of sounds that Alligator Records have put out under the guiding hand of Bruce Eglauer, because he's, as well as still being head of the company, his hand, if you like, or his taste is in every record that is released. Let's go to this one of my favourites again, Father and Son, Carey and Lurie Bell. Thank you.
white. That road is so long, Lord, the sea so wide. I've got to buy me a ship, a plane, and come back to ride. Seems like a million years since I sat down and talked to you. Seems like a million years since I sat down and talked to you. You know you're the pretty little girl, baby, baby. Sick life, you are tomorrow in my bones. You are my sick life, baby. You are tomorrow in my bones. You know that I love you. I wanna hold you in my arms.
so tight when she walked down the street. What a sight. She's fine. I tell her, well, my little girl is fine. You know I'm so crazy about my baby now. Don't wanna lose a girl of mine. Like a dog.
And what sort of talk is that? I love that woman just like a dog. A.C. Reid had this band and the Spark Plugs, and if you don't know why the Spark Plugs should be connected with A.C. Reid, it's too complicated to explain. A Chicago musician for many, many years, played alongside people like Muddy Waters and Buddy Guy and Albert Collins and all of those. Had his own band, recorded very early on with Alligator Records, and also used to bring in young whippersnappers into the band, I think to lift it in some respects and to put a bit of new freshness into it. And so people like Stevie Ray Vaughan, he gave a break to, and his old friend who of many, many years on that particular track there, that's Bonnie Raitt, and some Flying Slide playing, and a track called She's Fine. Even though we're looking at the Alligator Records 45th anniversary, they've just had the Music Awards back in Memphis in the States, and this guy picked up male vocalist. He's also on the album too, Joe Louis Walker, and Too Drunk to Drive Drunk.
Cause you're too drunk to drive drunk to
That's a track you need with an open-top Chevy and a big, wide-open American road. To go with it. That's the great Joe Louis Welker. Picked up Males Blues Cell Vocalist at the Blues Awards in Memphis this week. And there's a track called Too Drunk to Drive Drunk. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues. We're going through one album and one album alone this week, bar one track. It's the Alligator Records 45th Anniversary Collection, about to be released. And it's just so good. It's two CD sets, 37 tracks altogether. And basically, you can put it on your CD player at home or in the car and just wallow in the wonderfulness of it all. Let's have two harmonica tracks side by side. First of all, Lazy Lester, who was around way back in the 1950s on Excello Records, but by the time Alligator starts in the 1970s, obviously he meets up with Bruce, and so it begins. And Bruce has also brought out various Alligator harmonica playing albums, like things like Harp and Soul. Here is a track from Lazy Lester going back to the 1980s, and a track which is called Raining in My Heart.
If I told you the story about a little girl, she fell way, way down in a deep old Texas well. I was on my way to work when I heard it on the news. She took my attention from a night of getting real loose. I'd been drinking really heavy for many long years. I was trapped in my well of trouble, worry, and fear. Now, this little girl, she was being so very brave, and I was drinking my way to my early grave. Well now, why couldn't I be as brave as she? Dump all my demons, set myself free, as a prayer for her to live and escape this dark well. I quit all my drinking, broke out of my shell. It was 20 years ago we escaped from our hell. Well, now that is my story. That's how your life can change, only if you're open. Well, to be a better man, to be a better man.
Two great harmonica players, side by side. One let dead, I'm afraid, Leslie Lester, and the other one, so thankfully, very much alive, the wonderful Charlie Musselwhite. Had the pleasure of meeting him on a couple of occasions, he and his fabulous wife, and a lovely, lovely man. And they had a track from an album which he brought out a couple of years ago called The Well. It's the Raven and the Blues paying tribute to Alligator Records and Bruce Aglauer, and one thing really should be mentioned is this show wouldn't exist right now if it wasn't for Bruce. Going back some 2004 thereabouts, all of a sudden the ability to be able to download music programs or download programs or MP3 files, call it what you like, from the internet became available via this thing called RSS, really simple syndication. And it was coming to fruition, but of course you couldn't, in those days, the regulations were, you couldn't really download music programs because of the copyright and everything else. And so a few of us, a handful of us involved in the blues fields across the world, mainly myself in the States, two guys, Ted Dames and Tony Styler Dennison, we contacted friends in the business really and said, look, we're going to do radio shows, but these shows will be downloadable to people's computers. Are you okay with this? And some record label said, ooh, not very happy, the idea, what quality will it be like? And so in the end, it was kind of agreed that the quality wouldn't be the best quality available. It would be nice, but wouldn't be the best. In other words, it would be equal or lower than CD quality. And also, you couldn't just play the complete album, which was what I'm doing this week. You had to sort of talk in between the tracks, that kind of stuff. But even then, not all the record labels were being that involved until Bruce Aglauer said to Tony, I think it was, back in 2004, yeah, I'm okay with that. And once we said Alligator Records were on board, then all the other record labels went, oh, if it's okay for Bruce, it's okay for us. And so the very first music podcasts that were legal, as opposed to people doing it illegally, were the blues podcasts because of people like Bruce Aglauer and Thomas Roof of Roof Records in Germany and Jan Mittendorp in Holland and Fred Litwin in Canada. They all said yes. And once the big names had come on board, the rest is history. It's a podcast and has been for 12 years and one of the first of the music podcasts, a blues podcast as well. We're playing the records from this particular album, which when it becomes available, just go and buy it. It's so good. Here are the band who are just also so good, featuring them so often over the years. The Room Full of Blues and Turn It On, Turn It Up.
All right.
There's a reason for the way you're feeling, baby. I wanna know. Maybe sometime after all this grieving, we'll just let it show. We've been through this. Fire!
Room Full of Blues. They're my friends on Facebook, you know.
Every time
I play a track from them, I get a sort of a thank you on Facebook. That's a track taken from the new 45th anniversary album from Alligator Records. What struck me was, and at the back of the sleeve notes of the album, they do say how difficult it was to actually choose 45 tracks. But with the sort of, if you like, the back catalogue they've got over the last 45 years, choosing, not 45, 37 tracks. And they list on the back all the bands that didn't make it, basically. And it's the who's who of blues over the last 45 years. And they aren't on the album, so you can see how good the album is. Let's move to Rick Estrin and the Night Cats again, a regular on the programme over the years, and here they are with Calling All Fools.
I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. Hey, if you've ever been a sucker, brother, you got company. You say your heart's been broke, me too. Say you lost that love hit, but it's on the club. I'm calling all fools. Me. If you ever been a sucker, brother, you got company. That just ain't fair. Who cares? I'll quit your crying. Come on, get in line. I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. If you ever been a sucker, brother, you got company. never been let down, messed around deep down to the ground. But you keep coming back for more. I'm gonna give it one more shot and give it everything you got. You're just the kind of chump we're looking for. I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. Hey, if you ever been a sucker, brother, you got company. You got company. You got company.
You got company.
You got company.
I've been a sucker, brother.
Yeah.
Many times. Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. Lovely combination of Hammond B3 and harmonica there. And Call In All Fools. As well as bringing established Chicago artists to the record label back in the early days and looking for new talent, he also attracted old talent too as the bigger names came back. And so in the 1980s, even though he'd been a rock god, so to speak, Johnny Winter came to Alligator Records and went back to his blues roots. And over the years made, I think it must have been two or three albums, I think, with Alligator. And therefore, he is on this compilation, and so he should be. Here he is with, he put his old, sort of his old band back together for this. He actually, he went to the people who he played with way back before he became a rockstar and recorded this track called Shake Your Money Maker. Well, we had to play Hound Dog Taylor, the band that impressed Bruce Iglauer so much some 45 years ago. He went into a recording studio, saved all the money up himself to pay, and he learned how to do it all. And that was his very first record on Alligator Records, Hound Dog Taylor. And 45 years later, we have this compilation, which I've been featuring for most of this last hour. In fact, all of this last hour. It was only after the first three or four records that Alligator Records became large. And I think one person who came to the roster and literally brought her fame with her, if you like, is this one. So our last track from the Alligator 45th collection. There are 37 tracks on the album. When it comes out, just buy it. You know it makes sense. Coco Taylor and Voodoo Woman. Fourth signing on the record label way back in the early 70s. That's Coco Taylor and a track called Voodoo Woman. And that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Thank you so much for giving me an hour of your valuable time. I hope you've enjoyed the music in the hour. Email address, davidravenblues.co.uk. Website, ravenblues.co.uk. Quite a few people have donated this week. Thank you so much. You helped keep the programme going. That's very kind of you. I'll be contacting you if I haven't already directly. Let's close with something not on the album. I know it's odd. I've had the whole programme for one album and now I'm going to finish with something different. It's because it's an old friend of mine who picked up the acoustic Music Award in the Blues Awards this week, and he's an old friend of many people I know here in the UK. He visits regularly. His name is Doug McLeod, and he picked up the I think it was the Acoustic Male Vocalist Award. I can't see the details. It only happened a couple last night or thereabouts. Anyway, I'm going to close with him and thank you for your time. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, here is the wonderful Something Dark Is Walking.
Some dog walking, seek me in the night. Some dog walking, seeking me tonight. Stay right in my darkness. Just be on the light. I wonder has it risen, or is it always stalking? Yes, I wonder has it risen, or is it always stalking? Some dog walking, find me.